Hi everyone, it's Roger here from What's On at Disney Plus. It's time for our weekly Q&A. This is a live show, so if you've got anyone in the live chat, please let me know if you can hear me. I can see we've got a few people in there already, including Joshua, Noxwave, Steve, we've got Caleb, we've got Matt. Thank you very much for all joining us. So each and every week, I do a Q&A where questions have been put in by our Patreon and YouTube channel member supporters. So they've been able to submit questions for the last few days. And also you can submit a question if you're here in the live chat. And also you can use the super chat function as well if you're not a member. All of this helps towards funding the website, the podcast, all the content that we create here on What's On at Disney Plus. So tons of questions, and Matt and Joshua say they can hear me. So that is perfect. That's always a good way to start off. So usually how I do this is I start off with some of the pre-done questions, jumping in and out the live chat. And then once all the pre-done questions are done, then I just concentrate on the live chat. Generally aim for about 45 minutes for this live stream. We've got people coming in right now. So thank you very much. Also, quick note, one of our users asked last week about whether or not to put the live stream up for a podcast. So I am going to start doing that. You'll find it on the podcast feed platforms. It's on a separate feed to the What's On Disney Plus podcast, but that will be going up much later. So it'll be probably a few hours after the live stream has gone up. So let's jump into it. So I like to start off with the top question that we got asked. And this one came from ManMad. And I know a lot of people have been asking about this. So why do you think Disney is mishandling Disney Plus in the US in terms of the library? So I'm guessing in terms of not just general entertainment, but primarily probably original content, old content, lots of stuff that's still missing. They should give us at least a few library titles each week until the launch of the ad tier. Now, it's very noticeable that since the beginning of this year, we have not been getting as much library content on Disney Plus. And I'd kind of say that actually internationally, because I know when a lot of people look at like the UK and the Australian and the Canada list, they go, you guys are getting loads. I mean, there was like 18 movies added onto Disney Plus in Canada on Friday. And it's like, yes, there's a lot of stuff being added. But if you actually take away all the 20th century and the licensed content, there's not a lot of Disney stuff. The Disney stuff that the US get, the international audience isn't getting as well. So that's the key thing as well. So there's a lot of classic movies, classic shows that are missing. Some clear examples, things like Malcolm in the Middle, which they announced way back at the one of the early Investors Day. We've also got things like House of Mouse. You know, you got the new the Buzz Lightyear of Star Command series, which I know a lot of people have been asking for this week. You know, there's Roly Poly Oly. There's a whole host of TV shows that they're missing. Loads of movies, loads of classic movies from like the 30s, 40s and 50s and 60s, like the Alice in Wonderland original stuff that they did way before Mickey Mouse. And over the last 6 months, we have seen barely any classic content arrived. And, you know, a lot of people have been asking about this. Now, I'm going to put this down to a couple of things. So first off, I do wonder whether or not the launch across the Middle East, Africa and Europe kind of meant that their attentions were focused on trying to get all of the content ready for there. So that's one theory. That's gone now. You know, that's all done. So that's all been. The other idea is that there are, and I think this one might be a little bit more like it, they're holding on to some of this content for the Disney 100th anniversary, which is kicking off at the D23 Expo in September. It's the Mickey Mouse, it's Walt Disney's 100th year. So that would be like a good time for them to start really kind of throwing stuff on there over the next year and kind of tying it in with that one there. Now, I really like that idea, and that's the kind of the one I'm hoping it's going to be, and that we are going to start seeing some more library content from Disney's archives that we just have not seen for a long time. But the fact that they've just gone completely cold turkey over the last 6 months, you know, there is other issues as well. Some of the content as well might be tied up due to legal rights, music. They might not have the music rights. They might not have the rights to actually have, you know, the actors and stuff that are in there might have to, they all have to get paid for that. And there might not be deals. Some of the older content, they might not even be able to like find who they are or, you know, find relatives and stuff or whatever it is to kind of get permission to put it up there. That could be some of the things with some of the older ones, and because they wouldn't have signed rights for streaming and all the rest of it. So there's a lot of issues with stream. It's not just a case of just taking a DVD or a video off the workbench and just slapping it into computer. There's a lot more legal issues that they have to get in. Some of it as well is technical issues like high it has to be in high definition, or it needs to be in a decent quality. The sound has to be good. You know, they have to have maybe all the episodes. Is there any issues with some of the talent that's involved? You know, is that an issue? So there's lots of issues. But the fact that we have had very little over the last 6 months, and now, like I said, this is not just in the US. This is everywhere in terms of that classic library content. There is also the other issue of cost. Did they cut the cost on this stuff because people weren't watching it as much as they were expecting? Is a TV show from the 1990s going to bring in a big audience enough to warrant the cost of repairing all of those hours? That's a key issue. So Kelly says, I know Tubi has library content of Oswald cartoons from the Walt Disney era. Hopefully when the ad tier launches, they can get the Oswald library. So this is it as well. You know, there's some as additional licenses already in place with other places. But it feels like it's just gone just the last 6 months. And I don't like it. I mean, Memo said, you know, we should have new stuff every week. There should be at least a classic movie or a classic series or something being added all the time. Yeah, so I definitely feel like we need to see a lot more library content. If you want stuff, I mean, it's like even the idea of putting in feedback, it just doesn't seem to have done anything over the last 6 months. We've just seen no library content added. That's older than a few years. And I don't know if it's like certain periods of time seem to be like more worse affected than others. You know, we seem to have got a lot of stuff from like the 80s for like what I grew up with, but a lot of stuff from the 90s seems to be missing. So there might be some issues there. Okay, so let's now see here if we've got any ones on here. So there is a lot of Spider-Man films, Spider-Man stuff this today. So we'll go through that one in a minute. So up next, Caleb asks, since the IPL streaming rights are moving to Viacom 18, will Disney accelerate the rollout of Hotstar as a hub worldwide and exploit the shutdown of Hotstar in the UK and Canada's standalone apps? Joshua also had a similar idea with the results of the cricket auction. Do you think we'll see an acceleration of the Hotstar area? So in the US, Hotstar closed down and was merged in with Hulu and ESPN. And here in the UK, we still have Hotstar. Hotstar is still running, and it's primarily content from India, and it's been carrying on. I do wonder whether or not the lack of the sport, you know, the loss of that, they've still got access to some cricket, might speed up how quickly it gets merged in. But I also have this feeling of like, what is going on with the sports? Is ESPN Plus going to be launching internationally, or is ESPN Plus going to be merged in with Disney Plus around the world? Because once they put the sports in and they got the live stream and everything like that there, it makes Hotstar much easier. They could put the cricket and stuff onto ESPN Player in like the Middle East and Europe. But it might be that they're just waiting until they do something with the sport, which I think they're going to do, because all this ESPN content being like forced into Disney Plus around the world right now, and the live streaming stuff coming in and the ad tiers, I think sport is going to become a much bigger thing. So I think the sport, once it becomes available, that will be why they can bring in Hotstar. But I definitely feel like it's going to be an addition that they want to do. Right. Okay. Next question. Daniel, I noticed watching Love, Victor in the US, each episode starts with the Disney Plus original intro minus the word original. Why do you think that is? Other Hulu originals shared with Disney Plus don't. I feel like because they were planning for season 3 long enough that it was coming on the Disney Plus, it's not a Disney Plus original because it's on Hulu as well. Funny enough, on the Orville series over here in the UK, where the Hulu logo is, it actually just goes blank for like 2 seconds. Most of the time we get like a star original will come up in front of all the movies, or like, you know, Love, Victor will come up with star original. But yeah, so sometimes it will still say Hulu and stuff internationally. I think they've removed that there because technically it's not a Disney Plus original in the same way. And I think that's definitely going to be an issue with that one. Okay, so Daniel also asks, what do you think is holding up some of the Spider-Man movies from coming to Disney Plus in the US? The deal with Sony for the US was made over a year ago, yet countries only just got it. I mean, they literally announced it for the UK on Monday and we got on Friday. That was how quickly. The thing is with Sony, it does feel like things are taking a little bit longer to get kicked in. I know this past week they just announced Uncharted is coming to Disney Plus, to Netflix in, I think it's July. in the US. And so therefore it will be coming onto Disney Plus in around about 18 months after that in the US. How long it's been taking? I mean, I thought we were going to get the Spider-Man films on Disney Plus in the US in December when the movie came out. But I feel like this has really speeded things up. But it is very strange. Matt also says, when do you think we'll see it? I thought it was going to be last November, December. When that's going to turn up, I don't know. It might, maybe again, they're just holding off. I don't know what's going on. You know, a big boost, but it would have been really nice to get that one in. Maybe they're holding off till July. I mean, there's going to be a lot of pressure on social media this week to try and speed that up because so many people have seen it, you know, coming to countries all over the place. Dana says, correct me if I'm wrong, but Sony only has the rights, the film rights and not the TV. Could you see Marvel Studios doing a live action Spider-Man series with Tom Holland or maybe? Right. Well, Sony still have the rights to do a live TV series. That's why they're making Silk, which I think is going to be going to Amazon. Disney can make animated series episodes that are like less than like 40 minutes or something. So Sony still has the TV rights to Spider-Man. Connor says, other than Spider-Man, what other Sony titles could you expect to see on Disney Plus in the near future? I'd like to see Jumanji and the Karate Kid. I think Jumanji's definitely in. Ghostbusters, Men in Black, you know, those are other ones that they could definitely put in. I'm trying to think of all the Sony franchises because it's kind of hard sometimes, but Ghostbusters was the one that I definitely jumped to straight away. And obviously as well, internationally, we get the addition of all the star content, so they can put in a lot more of those movies as well. Ricardo says, do you think Spider-Man films coming to Disney Plus in a lot of countries will stay in that service? It depends how long that contract is. I expect it's for a number of years. And I also expect it's not exclusive, and that would be the key issue here. Sony probably aren't doing that one there. Mick also said he loves to see Sony movies and TV shows arrive in July. I think we're going to start seeing them drip feeding in on Disney Plus around the world. And I think the Sony stuff might not arrive until whenever this, like, whatever they're doing with the US right now. It is all over the place. Right, let's have a look. Let's do a few live ones, see what we've got in here. So Matt says, do you think they will add Only Murders in the Building to Disney Plus in the United States? So obviously season two comes out on the 28th of this month. If they're going to do it, they might do it later this year, maybe after Hulu's had its little run. I think it would have been a nice thing to have got that one on there. I think, but if they'd done that one as well as Love, Victor this month, it might have signaled a bad sign of like what's going on with Hulu. Personally, I feel like Hulu is something is going to eventually flip and we're going to see them all merge together. The lines are all being merged right now. Speaking of which, Matt also said, could you see Disney sharing more content between Hulu, ESPN, and Disney Plus in the US? I think we're going to see a lot more of this. I think you're going to see the lines, you know, the lines blurring where you can't see the differences so much. And it also just gives more viewership to everything and just gets everyone ready to roll. Some other ones here with Sony. Matt Mick says, with the Sony deal, would love to see Blade films or my favorite comedy, Married with Children. Blade is I think Ricardo just said is actually owned by New Line Cinema, not Sony, but there's a rumor that they could revert. So we know that Blade, the movie rights have moved back because Disney are making a Blade movie, but I think the original movies was probably still remain with New Line Cinema. And Noxwave says, does Universal Studios own the rights to She-Hulk along with the Hulk franchise, or is it just a Hulk? I believe it's just a Hulk for movies, which is why they've been able to do a She-Hulk series and probably also why like a Hulk can appear in like Thor Ragnarok and Avengers but couldn't appear in his own film. So I don't know whether or not that deal has expired now, but that's why we've been able to get around it. Right, let's carry on with some of these questions. So Daniel says, do you think Disney Plus Day is kind of pointless for people who aren't going to D23 or the parks this year? If they're saving the big announcements for D23, why even have the day? Well, the main point of the day, new content, get you excited for new content like Pinocchio and other content coming in. Probably a big deal to get you to sign up for a long time. It might also be, you know, with the announcements coming in, there might be announcements before D23, maybe with this general entertainment stuff, to get people to sign up for the winter and for the fall season when people are coming in. They seem to make a lot of their big deal of new content, discounts and promotions, and then kind of having fun. So you know, Disney Plus Day at the parks, you know, the things turn blue and they got photo opportunities and free buttons and all the rest of it. In actual fact, like the D20, because the Disney Plus Day is happening the day before D23, there might not really be anything actually happening other than maybe like Disneyland goes blue or something like that. So, I mean, it's kind of like just ramping up the promotion for it all. It's just, I think the idea of doing Disney Plus Day and just announcing new stuff is great. But now now I don't think that we're going to see those announcements on it. Josh has said, I think the Hulk side of things are reverted back from Universal to Disney, and I think Universal still have the first refusal to when it comes. Yeah, I think there's some kind of little deal going on there, and I think that's why we're not getting a Hulk film, because that's why they can kind of get around it. Elliot asks, do you think Disney Plus have been starting to become more geared to everyone rather than kids? Well, Disney Plus was always supposed to be a four-quadrant system with appealing to everyone. And Disney quite often state that 50% of their audience is from, you know, households without kids. I think especially like the Marvel and the Star Wars stuff. They have realized very quickly that it is not just aimed for kids. And I feel like that original content that we used to get was very much aimed at families and kids. And they really realized that adults are subscribing and want that content. The Marvel and Star Wars fans want something a little bit more juicy than, you know, Dora the Explorer, or, you know, whatever else they're making. So I definitely feel like they've had to change gears, but also the whole industry has just changed so much since Disney Plus kind of was announced back in 2018, because at the time there was lots of little ones and Netflix was a lot. And then we've had the pandemic, it speeded everything up, but also every other streaming, all the other studios have all got their different streaming services, and they're all offering everything all in one. And Disney kind of, it's standing out of like separate, and it causes brand conflicts, and people don't know where they're watching it and stuff. So it is very tricky. Connor says, what are you most looking forward to watching on Disney, on Paramount Plus when it arrives this week in the UK? I'm actually looking forward to watching Yellowstone. I'm going to watch the Halo series. I've been watching all the trailers and stuff. I mean, the thing is with Paramount Plus is that it's everything going to be a little, I'll get it with Sky Cinema. So there'll be stuff I watch, and there'll be some things we'll be checking out. But it's just not, it's just nice to, you know, get access to some of these new shows. I don't follow it. I'll be honest, it's very tricky now with so many different streaming services trying to keep up with all the, I only keep up with the major stuff. So, but Yellowstone is one I'm looking forward to. And it says, any ideas on when the mature content on Disney Plus in the US will arrive since we've had the parental controls? I'll be honest, I'm expecting the fall. I'm expecting there's going to be a new low-cost ad-supported version and an ad-free version. That's when they're going to load up with as much content as they possibly can to warrant the price rise in that ad-tier version and get more people to sign up. If they turn around and go, here's, you know, 200 new series, here's 1,000 movies, it's going to be much easier to get new people to sign up. I definitely feel like that's going to be, definitely going to see. I think that's my 100% just guess, but I think that's what's happening. Mick says, do you see Sony doing original programs for Disney and the Star section? Yeah, I could see Sony will do deals with anyone that will pay them. So if and I wouldn't be at all surprised if that is part of it. Matt also says, Disney Plus is adding the ad tier in the US. If they don't add more general entertainment, do you think the subscriber numbers will go down? I think the subscriber numbers are going to go down anyway because of what's happening in India. The numbers are just going to keep going up. But as we go into this recession, people are going to start getting squeezed, and that ad-free version and is going to need to have some content for everyone. People are going to start cutting costs, and if they're not watching it, especially the adults, they're more likely to go, well, there's kids shows on HBO Max and Netflix. We don't want Disney Plus. But if they're watching stuff on it, much more likely to keep it hanging around. Josh, who says, with the Nat Geo channels leaving Now TV by the end of the month, do you think we'll see the end of these channels on other platforms? So I have been kind of, I had been sitting on this over the last couple of days. I had been waiting to hear back from Disney officially because they've not confirmed it to me. But I saw, I literally have an article ready to go up later today about this one here. So I feel we're going to be seeing a lot of the stuff leave from Nat Geo TV. I suspect we're going to start seeing a lot more content now starting to drop onto Disney Plus here in the UK from National Geographic much quicker. I think the channel is still going to exist on Sky, but I think what's going to happen is they're going to flip maybe to like one one feed for Europe. I think that's there might be something that's been bubbling around for a while. It might not be running the same way. Man Mad says, do you think what do you think of the Shark Fest lineup and Disney Plus releasing them after they premiere? I think it's a great idea for them to release them after they premiere. Hopefully we get a schedule pretty soon for it, whether or not it's going to be the Wednesdays, the Fridays, or the day after, because it was a bit vague in how they written that. I love Shark Fest. I would like it a little bit more. I feel like there's too much. I think 30 documentaries does feel like a lot. I mean, that's basically like, what, 8 a week? I feel like that's a little bit overkill. For me personally, I would rather they made less, but they made the ones better. And rather see ones like with Chris Hemsworth and do some big celebrity ones. Let's see here. So we got a few more questions. We'll just jump into the live ones for a bit. Ricardo says Disney Plus has just added Under the Siege movies, which is with Steven Seagal, because they were produced by Regency, even though they have the Warner logo. Yeah, we've had a lot of that. The Regency obviously have distribution rights, and Disney have brought the distribution rights for those films or licensed them. So yeah, we have been getting some really weird movies dropping on there, like The Negotiator, when you're going, well, that's a Warner Brothers movie, but yeah, it's been pretty good. Josh, he says basically Sony is starting to turn themselves into the Deadpool of studios. I think they're just along the lines of Sony have realized that there's a massive opportunity right now to sell to the highest bidder, and you can make content and sell it to as many people as you possibly can. Noxwave says, are you looking forward to the new season of Abbott Elementary, Only Murders in the Building, and Solar Opposites? So I actually only just watched Abbott Elementary like 2 weeks ago, because it got added here in the UK. I binged a lot in like 2 days. So I really... really enjoyed that series, so I am looking forward to it. Only Murders in the Building, can't wait to watch season 2, and Solar Opposites season 3. I love I'm looking forward to all of them. It's gonna be a good summer, especially with those ones. Joshua says, Disney own Regency. Well, they only own a section of it, they don't own the whole company. They don't, yeah, and as you then put, only part of it. So they have got an in on it, so that probably helped them get access, but also Regency will still have to make a profit and all the rest of it, so they'll have to do it. Matt says, why is the Alvin and the Chipmunks collection not on Disney Plus in the US? I thought it was. Depends if the Alvin and the Chipmunks movies are on Disney Plus in the US. Long enough. I thought they were on there. Let's carry on here. Man Mode says, what do you think of Disney doing the Harmonious Live on Disney Plus only in the US and Canada? And what live streams do you think will be happening in the upcoming months? I think it's on in the US and Canada for a few reasons. First off, it's a test. I feel like this is just a test ahead of these Dancing with the Stars. They need to do a little bit. I don't think the viewing figure is going to be high on it, so they can get it on there. I don't think they're streaming it around the world, because they want to test. They're testing the US Canada stream for the upcoming US launch. I think these are just like little test ones, and doing Harmonious Live is a very easy way of doing it. I wouldn't be at all surprised as well if we see something maybe from D23, maybe also, you know, a World of Color, you know, from Disneyland or another. The park live streams are great ways of kind of doing little bits and pieces ahead of the big launch. So I think this is just what it is. I feel like it's a test stream, and they're doing it in the US and Canada, because that's where only the new Dancing with the Stars show is going to be streamed. And also, I know I would like to see it available, at least do a, they should put it international. There's also, I mean, I think in terms of, it'll be like 11, 12 o'clock at night in the UK. So that might be an issue. Caleb says, even though Disney owns 20% of Regency, it's influential enough that it can license out those films to other streaming services that aren't produced by them directly. The thing is, Regency will still have to make money. And it probably also will have to put it out to get as many as it is. It just probably means now that Disney can kind of strong arm them and kind of go, and they've made a deal to release more movies together. It kind of would be along the lines of, yeah, you can do that, but or eventually Disney might even just buy them out. I wouldn't be at all surprised with that. Okay, let's carry on with some of the questions. Tracy says, do you think we will get a second season of Obi-Wan Kenobi? And please, can you keep your ear to the ground on when we will get the English dub series 5 of Miraculous here in the UK? So as far as the Miraculous, once I know, you guys will know. Because I know it's a really popular series. So once I get official confirmation, I will let you guys know. I don't think we're going to get a second season of Obi-Wan Kenobi, but it doesn't mean to say that Obi-Wan Kenobi can't turn up in another series. Obi-Wan Kenobi is a limited series, but I'm also in the same line as well of just let this, I don't want any more going on between, but New Hope, he has to be a hermit. He can't keep going off and fighting stuff and putting his head above the ground and trying to be a hermit and trying to protect Luke. So I kind of hope, I really like would like Kenobi to continue, but I feel like what else can you do in that time frame? Joshua says, will we ever see another series of Pop Culture? I hope so, because I thought Pop Culture was a fantastic series. It's got to be cheap to make. They've got so many different movies and stuff, you know, they could do, but maybe COVID maybe hit on how they make it and stuff. But I would really like to see that come back. It seems like such a easy way to go. Thank you very much to RRK65 for your super chat. Thank you very much for your support. Not only can I watch Spider-Man movies on Disney Plus here in the Netherlands, but also on HBO Max. Definitely shows that this was not... some countries have got it. Some movies, some countries haven't. Some of them are still showing up on other streaming services. It's a great thing. Who can complain of having all these Spider-Man movies? But yeah, I know they are all over the place in terms of how they are. But again, thank you so much for your support, RRK65. I keep wanting to say RKO, but no. We go. Right, so we've got two more questions. And speaking of wrestling, here we got one. Dana says, what are your thoughts on Vince McMahon stepping down and Stephanie taking over? To be honest, I love Vince, but I think it's time for Vince to go away for good and let Stephanie and Triple H take over. I don't think really, in all honesty, anything has changed. The fact that McMahon walked out into the ring, said, welcome to SmackDown, that kind of showed the fact that he's still there and he's still doing stuff. It looks, to be honest, like a lot of this is just a technical legal loophole in terms of like the money. But no, I don't think he's going to be going anywhere. He's done this before. Stephanie will probably just end up staying as CEO at some point and to make stock market a little bit more things. But Vince is still behind the state doing stuff. Joshua says, with Wonder Man reportedly coming to Disney Plus, do you think they will incorporate his origins into the series as it involves Baron Zemo? Probably. Yeah, I mean, I could see them doing something with him and kind of interconnecting it. It depends on how their plan is to get all these ones in. I'm going to be honest, Wonder Man is a character I know nothing about. I think I might have even played him in a video game, but that's about as far. I've got real no knowledge of Wonder Man. So I'm going to be going in completely blank as it is. But yeah, I was reading that Baron Zemo was kind of, I thought, well, not all part of AIM, of like making him a robot and stuff. Right, so there we go. So that is all of the pre-done questions. Now we're going to be purely live comments now for the next kind of 15 to 20 minutes. So I'm going to start at the very top to make sure I don't miss any. So make sure you get any questions. You can use the super chat function as well. All right. Steve says, we will be seeing the Disney Plus list for July this week. Yes, I expect we will do. The thing is, generally, the US list used to come out on about the 15th of the month, and then the UK list would come after that, and then the Canada, and then the Australia list. But over the last couple of weeks, or last couple of months, the US list has been, I've been coming out all around the 15th, but it's been massively incomplete. Last month, they left it much later. I'm going to be honest, I would much rather they left it another week and put it out with some stuff on it than just keep editing it and changing it and updating it. Because it makes Disney Plus look bad when they're putting up a list with barely anything on it. It does then slow down the UK list and everything else that comes into it. I'm not stuck on that 15th. I mean, they very much moved within a week of that one, but I think we're probably definitely going to see it either Monday or Tuesday, but definitely in the next week we will be getting that list, because yeah, we're getting, you know, we're into the 20s from tomorrow, so I think we'll be getting that one. Kayla says, hopefully in the US the Spider-Man films will come to Disney Plus, even if it's shared between them. And I think this is the key thing, and you are spot on. Netflix and Disney are both going to have access to the Sony library, and so it is going to be shared. Steven also says, what Sony TV shows could we possibly expect onto Disney Plus later this year? I'm thinking we could start seeing shows like The Goldbergs, because that's a Sony film, or Sony series. There's a lot of Sony series that are made that they could put on there. The one I'm really would be really good would be Seinfeld. I love that show. Kenny says, I remember asking last year who's worse, Bob Chapek or Vince McMahon. After all what's happened, it's clearly Vince. Yeah, I think they're on very different terms in terms of kind of how things done. I mean, McMahon's, you know, he's had affairs and stuff before, and it just sounds like he didn't fill in the paperwork properly to pay them off for the and then an NDA. But yeah, Chapek has made some mistakes, but it, none of them have involved kind of going to court yet, I don't think. So Steven says, what movies would you like to see added from Disney Plus to Sony? I would love to see Men in Black and Ghostbusters. Yeah, that's what I said exactly the same earlier. Matt says, do you think they'll add a Juneteenth collection? I don't think they probably will do, because they've already got a collection in there for Black History. So I don't know if they would need it. I mean, to me, the best thing for that there is there's an episode of Blackish, which was great for me because it really helped me learn a lot about it. So like check out in there, but I don't think they're going to add that one. Noxway says, I wonder why Disney Plus Middle East and Instagram accounts have always closed the comments. Was this because all the hate from fans? Yeah, because they got their own variant version. I suspect this probably was a lot of negative for the launch of a lot of people expecting to get the normal version of Disney Plus, and they've got this weird Hotstar version. So I think they have closed that one off to maybe try and settle that off a little bit. Yeah, that probably would be my way of thinking of it. Ricardo says, why do they immediately add the Spider-Man films this week around the world instead of waiting to next month? Why would Canada add it? Yeah, I think this, everything just seemed to be like so like last minute in terms of the announcements. Like they got it, put it on there. Yeah, so I mean, I would have maybe held on to it for it and sort of did a bit of a thing, but yeah, it was certainly a good one. But what, I mean, Canada, we didn't even know about it till they turned up on the day. Married with Children is part. Yeah, that could be a good one. Mixer. Oh yeah, we did that one. Let's see what else we got here. Tracy says, do you think part of the Sony deal, we could get the Tudors on Disney Plus? It's made by Sony. If they've got the rights to it, Disney could have now the rights to those shows. Yeah, definitely see that on there. And we did that one. So Matt says, what do you think, when do you think in the wild will Harrison Ford will come to the Disney Plus in the US? Oh, Call of the Wild. So that one came out, that was like one of the, I think that was like 2020, wasn't it? That was the beginning of 2020, just before the pandemic hit. So that for it would have gone to HBO Max like 9 months or like 9 months later, been there for 18 months. So that would have been maybe this summer it will leave HBO Max. So, I don't think it'll be too long for that one, because must be getting close to nearly, well, well over 2 years. So it must be coming close to it. All right. Let's see what else we've got here in the live chat. Okay, this one's good. So Matt says, what Disney Plus original are you looking forward to coming the rest of the year? Willow is one I'm looking forward to because something a bit different. Return of Mysterious Benedict Society. I kind of like High School Musical, the musical. I'll give that one a go. Pinocchio is one I'm really looking forward to. Disenchanted. For me also, Prey and also The Princess. They look like The Princess. Look, I can't wait to watch that one in like 2 weeks when it drops internationally. I'm really looking forward to watching the old man, the Jeff Bridges series. It's just started in the US, hasn't been arrived yet. I'm looking forward to watching Under the Banner of Heaven. Yeah, there's just so much stuff. Andor, I'm really looking forward to that one. Loads and loads of stuff to be looking forward to. So Chuck says, have you seen the trailer for Prey? What do you think of it? I love the look of it. It looks great. Predator taking it on. I think that one looks really good. Dana says, do you see Disney purchasing any studios or waiting until after the buyout of Hulu shares? I think they're going to have to wait. I think if they're going to purchase any studios, it's much more likely to be international ones, small ones, which don't get the same press. They can buy them and there won't be any like legal issues. They're going to have to spend a lot of money out on Hulu. They're going to have to spend a lot of money out. I think they've got to spend a lot of money on like one of the sports networks that they kind of so they've got some legal issue on there that they've got to buy out some shares for BAMTech, I think, from the Major League Baseball or someone. They've got to spend some money soon on that one. So I think they're not going to buy anything now. With the recession coming in, I think they're just going to want to get going. But I think if they're going to pick up studios, little ones that don't cause any friction so that they get pulled in, I don't think we're going to see anything like 20th Century Fox. Matt says, what do you think, when do you think more international shows will be arrived on Disney Plus in the US? I think the Disney Plus ones you're going to see coming on there around the same time that like the UK gets them. But I think the international ones will start dropping better once you get that ad tier, and they can get, I think once this whole thing with Hulu sorted out, it feels like it's coming pretty soon. So according to Bill Lawrence, they're going to do a Scrubs reboot. That did really throw me off because that's my granddad's name. So there is a Scrubs reboot. They're not actually doing it. There's just been talk of them. They would like to do it and stuff. So that's definitely an issue. Dana says, do you think they will add past seasons of Dancing with Stars before the live stream? I don't think so. I don't think they'll have the streaming rights in the same way. I think the music rights will have it. It would be good if they could. If they could put them on there, but generally, like with reality TV, it's a little bit more tricky. And do you want to go back and watch old episodes? I mean, they could maybe do some specials and kind of highlight stuff, but I don't know if they want to put all of them on there. I know, like, I wouldn't go back. Thank you, Lady Jennifer Snow, for your super chat. Thank you very much for your contribution. Thank you very much for supporting us. That means so much. Thank you so much for that. That's fantastic. Let's see what else we've got here. Matt says, with so many Disney Plus originals coming out, I would like to see them on different days rather than just Fridays and Wednesdays. What are your thoughts? Right. So I 100% agree with you. But I here internationally, we've kind of been getting things a little bit different. You know, on Thursdays, we get the Orville, and we've been getting the Kardashians for the last 10 weeks. But that's finished now. So we're getting Orville. From next week, on Tuesdays, we'll be getting Only Murders in the Building. Wednesdays will be the normal. Thursday, Orville. Friday, movie. So we're up to like 4 days a week. In Canada, they were getting like animation coming in on a Sunday, which I think was good. And I think now with the news that's come out with Miss Marvel's numbers being quite soft, only like 775,000 US households watched Miss Marvel in the first 5 days compared to 2.5 million for Loki. It is the lowest show for a thing. I think like what we're going to see with that is a big, I think they should have done this anyway. I think we should have Marvel and Star Wars on different days. And I think they should really start spreading out those series, especially if they, once they sort out what they're doing with Hulu. But I do think having different days for different shows is much better. And I'm hoping they do that with maybe move Marvel to Mondays, or do something with She-Hulk to kind of shift it around a little bit to give it some space. Joshua says, Seinfeld, I think the rights were sold to Netflix worldwide last year, so don't expect. I was trying to think of a show made by Sony, and that was one that I kind of, because I was trying to think of the logo at the end. But yeah, I think that's right. I don't think Sony will get him. Connors are owned by Sony, so that could be a way of them bringing him on. And will Ghostbusters film be available to stream on Netflix or Disney Plus? So all movies from January of this year are Sony movies go to Netflix for pay one, and then pay two windows in the US goes to Disney Plus. And they've also got access to the library content. So the Ghostbusters films could end up being added on both of them, but they haven't really been that clear about what's going on. Ricardo says, what could be your what if scenario on Disney Plus on 2020 if the pandemic never happened? Ooh, that's a good one. Ooh, that's really good. Well, first off, I think the numbers would have been vastly lower. I think we would have ended up, they probably would have been maybe half of what it is now. I think cinema would have been, I think we still would be getting movies much slower on Disney Plus. I think we'd be looking at, again, 6 to 9 months for new releases. I think that really speeded up that whole process. I don't think we would have got the mature content in the US. I think things would have panned out, because I think had the pandemic not happened, I think Bob Iger would have been chairman for another year or two. So I think that would have been, because I think, I do think Iger jumped once he kind of realized what was going on and put Chapek in. Mixers only asking about Blade that Marvel Enterprise owns now before it was shut down, Kevin. Yeah, okay. I'm not quite 100% sure on that one. Noxo said, it's weird that Marvel hasn't released a second trailer for What If since it will release this year. Well, I think right now, with Ms. Marvel and 411 Thunder, they do not need a trailer for the What If now. I suspect if they were to do it, maybe San Diego Comic-Con, if it's coming out or in September. If it's not coming out in September, then they will leave it for D23. I don't see a major reason. But we've already seen it, I feel like, with Ms. Marvel, where it's been overshadowed with 411 Thunder. We saw it a little bit with Doctor Strange. And there was just too much Marvel stuff out around the same time. So I don't think they need What If right now. Dana says, the Ghost Rider movies. Yep, the Ghost Rider movies are Sony. That could come in. Baba says, did you see that Disney games were added on PlayStation Plus Premium? I did see that one of the Toy Story games was on there. Generally, because I'm on Xbox Game Pass, and the PlayStation Premium hasn't launched here in the UK yet. I think it launches this week. It's a little bit along the lines of, do I need both? I don't know if I do. But I'm kind of definitely in that feeling of like, yeah, I'm going to have a look, see what's on there, and see how many games and stuff that they've got on that one there. But I have seen that they had the old Toy Story one. Matt says, are there any Hulu originals that are owned by Comcast? Just I think. Trolls or the dragon one, the How I Train Your Dragon. With that, I don't know if they might own a bit of that one, or is that Paramount? I don't know. Not sure. I don't think they've got a lot. I don't think Comcast are really putting in a lot of money for that one. Kenneth, the DreamWorks animation is content is shared between Hulu and Peacock, and Candy is also a joint production. So there we go. So Kaylin answered our question. So I was right with the DreamWorks stuff. Dana says agreed about the Dancing with the Stars. Yeah, I think that's how that is. I think they're testing the live stream, and I don't think they're going to put the old ones on there. Joshua says, what do you think of the Ezra Miller Flash situations? Do you think they should dump the film on HBO Max and do a complete... Right, as far as I'm concerned, they need to do a complete reset of the DC Universe anyway, because they haven't got a clear idea where they're going. They're all over the place. Either do a connected universe or do separate stories. You can't do this whole wiggly wiggly one. Personally, I feel like the whole situation with the Flash movie is just a mess, and whatever's going on there, they've still got. I mean, we've seen movies being released where there's problems, but they're probably just going to pop it out with like no marketing and see if it can pull in some money. I don't think they're going to do it. Mick says, with the Blade films, Disney came up as they own Marvel Entertainment, so, and I thought they could still go to Disney. I think the original movies were made by New Line Cinema, so they've got this distribution rights. But Blade is a character that Disney can use. Dana says, me and my son are enjoying Miss Marvel. I'm glad you are, because I mean it's a fun show. I really wish a lot of people would check it out. Right, heads up, we've got about 2-3 more minutes. If you've got any more questions, just pop them in, because I'm just on the last question here that's in there in the queue at the minute. So Ricardo says, for me, the MCU Phase 4 ends this year with Black Panther, Wakanda Forever for movies, and the I've completely gone blank there. Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special for Disney Plus, and Phase 5 could start with Ant-Man and the Wasp. Well, I don't think that Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, and Guardians of the Galaxy 3, and they're all coming next. I think they're all going to be part of Phase 4, and I think we've still got another year or so in Phase 4, because Phase 4 only started last year. Remember, Black Widow and WandaVision was the start of the season of this Phase 4. And I think we've probably got another year. I think there's some more projects coming in Phase 4. I don't think they're quite ready to jump into Phase 5 yet. It doesn't feel like it. It still feels like we're warming up. There's like, I don't know. That's just my gut on that one. I think Phase 5 might be a few more years away. Kelly says, speaking of Miss Marvel, I love the name drop of Shuri Khan in episode 2. Even cooler is Marvel Studios giving him a shout out. Yes, I'll be honest, my Bollywood knowledge is non-existent. So, but I did, I even I did notice that in the she did a press interview and she did mention that, you know, it was he part, it was he Marvel canon. So I definitely feel like that one there. Josh said, I think Fantastic Four is a commemoration of the first, but I don't know if it is. I think it was just when they did the announcements back at 2020 on 2019. That was as far as they wanted to go into advance. They were very, 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 yeah, they've been vague about it. And there's too many other shows and stuff that have been revealed since. We don't know what will be. Hands Made Towers around by Comcast. Well, they MGM. Amazon actually make that one. They actually make Handmaid's Tale. Matt says, would you like to see Disney Plus make more behind the scenes movies and TV shows, documentaries in the future? To me, it's just an easy, cheap TV plug. You know, you can make a behind the scenes documentary while you're filming it, whack it out. They need to put it out after the movie's been out rather than what they did with the Buzz Lightyear one. I've not watched that one yet. I've kind of, by releasing it early, it kind of put me off because I didn't want to watch it. And now I'm like, do I need to watch it? It might have made more sense to put it on there when they released it on Disney Plus. But definitely need to do more of that one. Thank you very much, Dana. Thank you. Thank you. I look forward to your podcast and Q&A as well as your daily news. Thank you so much. Yeah, I seem to have kind of found the line of doing a video every day. And that kind of lineup seems to be working quite nicely. People are engaging. Yeah, so thank you so much for watching all the videos and everything. So I think that's a good time here as well, just to say thank you to everyone for joining in live on the live Q&A. Thank you very much to everyone putting in your submissions. I'll be back next week with another live chat. Patreon and YouTube channel members, keep an eye out later in the week for your posts to be able to put in your submissions. Remember as well, you can join it to join in. And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. I'll be back next week. And like I said, we've got a new podcast episode. And also, if you like these ones as well, we will be going up as an audio platform. But obviously, it's better live because you can join in. On that note, guys, thank you very much. See you guys later. Thanks, Noxwave, and I shall see you guys soon. Later.